All right, guys, we're going to have an interesting lesson today. You know, talking about Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and even God the Father, that seems kind of normal in church to talk about those things. But what we're going to talk about today is an area that we hear mentioned, but we don't really talk about it that much. And we're going to talk about angels and demons. We're going to spend 2 weeks here, maybe a little bit more. And so why don't we start off, first of all, I'd be really interested knowing what you think. So when you think about angels and demons, where have you gotten your information? What has been the primary source of the information that you have about angels and demons? What has it been? Okay, the internet. Okay, Gene, that's a good answer. TV movies, yeah, and there's a lot of them, even TV series. I mean, what was the one with Michael Landon years ago? He was an angel that went around. Touched by an Angel, yeah. Yeah, that was really interesting. Yeah, really interesting series. It kind of gave, if you learned something from that, I would say you need to not believe it. Why? Because I think in one episode that I saw, he got mad at God and didn't do what he was supposed to do. Well, we're going to find out that's not possible. And so that's kind of a weird thought. Where else would we get our information from? Okay, the Bible, which is where we should get our information from, which should be the only source. But where else? Friends and family or experiences they've had, Mike? Comic books, yeah, that's right. Yeah, media, you know what I'm saying? Social, and today it would be even social media, yeah. And today media goes as far as TV, TV series and so forth. A lot of series have been here in the last 20 years supernaturally based, and so when they talk about, we're talking about the supernatural, angels almost come into it. Here's another one. The culture can tell you about angels, and if it's in any way has a Christian background in the culture, there is a tendency to have an idea about demons or angels that come from the culture. So for instance, in our Western cultures, we tend to be Catholic-oriented, so there is some Catholic doctrine through the years, not necessarily biblically based, but like, for instance, how many of you have heard about guardian angels and about you communicating with your guardian angel? Maybe you haven't heard that one. But there are things like that. Now, where did that come out of? The medieval Dark Ages is where that all came out of, do you understand? So what we want to do with this lesson is we want to give you a biblical understanding of angels and demons. So by the way, demons are angels. Demons are angels. And if you think about your favorite show that you watch and they show a demon and how hideous it looks, chances are that is not correct because they probably look like angels and majestic and honorable. It says in Scripture that Satan appears as an angel of light. Do you understand? So we want to start working on some things here with this lesson and help you to understand. So first of all, let's talk about the origin of angels. The origin of angels. So first of all, the Scriptures assume the existence of angels, both good and evil. Now, here's what I want you to understand. You are introduced to an angel in chapter 3 of Genesis. Where did he come from? Doesn't say. It's just that he's there. That's Satan, Lucifer, the serpent. Angels appear throughout the Scriptures. It doesn't say anything about where they come from, what their origin was, how did God create them, in what way, in anything, nothing. Not like it tells about man, right, and about woman. So it is assumed. The other thing I want you to see here is, look, if we look at chapters 1-48, angels are very much a part of what God's creation. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Now that's talking about angels. And it uses several words here to refer to angels. What do you mean? Well, angels can be referred to, let's go through this, hosts. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Hosts of angels. It's going to talk about sun, moon. Okay, praise you shining stars. Stars is often a reference in the scripture to angels. And so we just want you to see that. Now, the time of their creation by God is not indicated in the scripture. So when they were created, we don't know. Now, we have an assumption that they were probably created before the creation of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. When you look at Genesis 1, 1, it talks about the creation of heavens and earth. It is assumed that the angels were created before that. Now, angels, let's talk about the nature of angels. So I want everybody to understand what we're going to talk about here today. Because it may be that you have some confusion about this, or you assumed, based on something you heard. I want to talk about angels. First of all, angels are not glorified human beings. Angels are not glorified human beings who became angels at their death. They're not, because what typically, when you hear that you die, what are you supposed to receive if you listen to the culture when you die? Okay, what did you say, Mike? New body. Okay, we know that biblically, but what about in the culture? Wings, right. Yeah, and in fact, you see that. You drive around in a car in memory of, and they got a name of somebody there, and they got wings on the back of their car, you know, to memorialize. We assume that we're going to get wings. A lot of people think that you're going to, in fact, you hear them talk, that they became an angel. That's a cultural thing. The fact of the matter is, angels are not glorified human beings. They're not. We don't become angels. All right? Now, the scripture records that believers will be like angels. We don't become angels, but when we get our new bodies and we go to be with the Lord, you're going to be like an angel, but you're not an angel. Okay? You're not an angel. Now, where do we get that? Matthew chapter 22:30. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. See, Jesus was being asked by the Pharisees, or it was actually the Sadducees, who didn't believe in a resurrection, about, it was according to the law, let's say I have this guy named Bill, and there is his wife named Susie. Bill dies. According to the Hebrew law, Susie then goes to Bill's brother. Now, he has seven brothers. They all die. And so the question of Jesus is, who does Susie belong to in the resurrection? Because she was the wife of all seven of these according to the law. Who does she belong to? So Jesus replies, you guys don't know the scripture. We're going to be like angels. So there's no marriage or anything like that in heaven. Do you understand what I'm saying? In heaven. There's no nothing like that. We're going to be like the angels. We're going to be like the angels. However, it does not say that believers will be angels. You're not going to become an angel. You're not going to become an angel. Human beings actually were made, according to the scripture, were made lower than angels. Now, do you understand what that means? Made lower than angels? What's that? Yeah, a rank of order. Okay, yes, but also a little bit different than that. Okay, so how many of you remember back in the mid-80s, there was that fast-selling car called the Yugo? The Yugo. You remember the Yugo? My brother bought a Yugo. I don't know why he did it, but he bought one. Now, when you compare that to a Cadillac, is there any comparison? Because a Cadillac is a much better vehicle, right? And so the Yugo is actually a lot lower than a Cadillac, right? This is what it's talking about. When you talk about comparing an angel with a human being, we're not on the same level here. We're on a lower level. It's not just status, but even in terms of the type of being, okay? The type of being. Now, does everybody understand what I'm saying? Not divine. Don't think divine. There's only one who's divine. That's Jesus. We're talking about the difference between a Caddy and a Yugo. Do you understand what I'm saying? You could drive around in both, do you understand? But one is a little bit more superior than the other. So let me explain something. When we talk about Satan, Satan is not omnipresent like God. Satan is not omniscient, all-knowing like God. Satan is not omnipotent like God. Now, he's powerful. He's wise. But he's wiser and more powerful than you and I are. Do you understand what I'm saying? But he's not everywhere at one time. Do you understand? Because he's an angel. Now, he's more superior and more wise, do you understand, than us. Now, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 to 7 says this. It has been testified somewhere, what is man, that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man, that you care for him. You have made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor. And so it's talking about that human beings are lower. In fact, the talk there is talking about Jesus taking on a human flesh and being lower than the angels. Okay, go ahead, John. I would say, yeah, it's for a fraternity, but that doesn't mean you're going to see that even though we're lower, we're going to see something of authority here soon. All right, so just bear with me and you'll see what I'm talking about. The scripture affirms that believers will judge angels. So even though we're lower than an angel as far as the type of being that we are, when we get our new bodies and we go to be with him, the scripture testifies to the fact that we are going to judge angels. How? Why? I don't know. It doesn't say that, but listen to what the scripture says. 1 Corinthians 6:3. Here Paul is addressing the disputes that the Corinthians are having among themselves, and he is talking to them about they should be settling these things among themselves. Here's why. Do you not know that we are to judge angels? How much more then matters pertaining to this life? Saying you should be able to judge among yourselves and settle this. But the reality is one day, Paul says, you're going to judge angels. That's interesting, isn't it? So God, it's his status and how he sets things up in the end isn't based on whether we're a superior being or not. Do you understand? Now, anybody got a question? I see your eyes moving there, John. In authority, yes. Higher in authority, but not necessarily in, we don't know that we will be higher than angels in our type of being that we're going to be. But I would say in authority. All right? Anybody else got a question? Or confusion that you want to clear up? Now, let's continue on here. They are incorporeal. So incorporeal describes something lacking a material body or physical form. So that's what we mean. It's the Spirit. Do you understand? It's incorporeal. So, for instance, the Holy Spirit is incorporeal. Everybody understand that? Meaning he is a spirit, not a bodily form. Jesus is as a body, right? God the Father is a spirit. He does not have a body, right? Although he's everywhere. Now, the scripture refers to angels as spirits. Throughout the scripture, they are referred to as spirits. Now, Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? So here it refers to the fact that they are ministering spirits. Now, while angels are incorporeal, they often reveal themselves in bodily form. This is the interesting thing about angels. They are spirits, incorporeal, but then they oftentimes will appear in bodily form. Now, do you recognize that in the scripture? So, for instance, when the three angels go into Sodom, were they just spirits? No, they were in bodily form. How do we know that? They grabbed a hold of Lot and his family and drug them out of the city. They had a body. The people who were wanting to rape them recognized them as having a body, right? And the angel struck them blind, and so they left the city. Okay, we know that. There are other times when spirits, of course, when the ladies, women, go to the tomb of Jesus on the Easter morning, they see what? Angels in bodily form, right? So remember, Peter, he's in jail and wakes up. Somebody hits him to wake him up, and that was a what? An angel. And that angel then took him out of the jail and dropped him off at the front gate of where the church was meeting. So while they are in corporeal spirit, they can appear in bodily form. Okay. So here's what I want you to see. Hebrews, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Now, what do you think that verse means? Okay, all right, love your neighbor because you never know. Never know what? Yeah, because it's possible that you may interact with an angel without knowing it. Now that, go ahead. Yeah, he's saying you've been unaware of it. You don't neglect to reach out to people and help them because you might actually be helping an angel. Not that he needs our help, but there might be for a purpose, a reason. Do you understand? So the point is angels interact in our lives, but we'll define that next week. Specifically what that is. We'll define that next week. Here's the other thing I want you to see is they are a host, not a race. A host. Angels are spoken of in Scripture as a host, not a race. Now, everybody understand what a race is. And I'm not talking what they do up north of Clearfield here on certain nights racing around a track. Do you understand what a race is? Well, a human race, but specifically, okay, I'm German. Okay, I'm half German. Who knows what the other half from my dad's side was? My mom's German, okay? So my race is German. Some of you grew up, I think, Rob, you grew up with your mother was Italian, right? And so, you know, half of your race is Italian. Well, you can remember, some of you are old timers, you can remember when there were parts of the community that had certain races who lived there. And so we understand races, right? Okay, angels are not races. They are a host. Now, why is that true? There are several reasons why. And this might be interesting to you, especially in light of what you see on TV. Angels neither marry or are giving in marriage, meaning they do not procreate. So this is when you talk about a host of angels, it's not a race. A race will continue to procreate, right? Angels don't procreate. Now, I don't care what you saw on TV, all right, about some angel connecting with some girl somewhere. That's just figmentary stuff coming out of somebody's crazy mind in Hollywood. Do you understand? Angels don't procreate. Angels don't create angels. Do you understand? They aren't given in marriage. They just exist. They were created, the host of them. Do you understand? That's what his point is here. All right? So no procreation. They're not semi-spiritual beings walking around here. Yes, Lori. No gender. Yeah. You talk about something that doesn't have any gender, it's an angel. Do you understand? Could they look like a man? Yeah. Could they look like a woman? Yeah. A lot of times when I read the scriptures, they have really weird looks. Like a body of a lion with wings of an eagle and a face of something else. So you can't say, well, it looks like a woman. Do you know what I'm saying? We don't really know. We just know that they don't procreate. They're given names, yes. Had a female name? Yeah, there's no instance of any angel having a female name. But that I wouldn't read too much into that part of it, because there's some weird descriptions in the prophetic material about angels and how they look, especially Daniel. If you go to Daniel and you look at the descriptions of the angels that are described there, they'll describe four different angels and they each look different. Did you understand what I'm saying? Completely different. So I'm just wanting you to be aware. All right, let's go on. There's something else you need to realize. Jesus said to them, the sons of the age marry and are given in marriage, but those who considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry or are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore because they are equal to angels and the sons of God being the sons of the resurrection. We are the sons of the resurrection. There's no need for marriage or procreation. Okay, here's another one, and I need you to realize this, because if you watch TV or listen to any, read comic books, you think that angels can die. Well, angels do not experience physical death like human beings. They do not experience physical death like human beings. Well, I understand what you saw. That was somebody's imagination. Angels do not physically die. Why? Because they're not physical beings. Does everybody understand? They don't die physically. However, some of them die spiritually. Now, do you understand what I mean by that? Just like with human beings, all die physically, some will die spiritually. What does that mean? Yes, in the lake of fire, yes. And who gets cast into the lake of fire? Satan, yes. Not just human beings who have not gotten saved. Satan and those who follow him, the fallen angels who follow him, will be cast into the lake of fire. And that is the second death. So that is a spiritual death for them. So, but they'll continue to live there. Oh, which, by the way, let's go ahead and clear it up. Satan is not in hell right now. You hear people say, he's in hell, he's in charge of hell. You watch something and it says that he's in hell. That comes out of mythology, that comes out of a lot of different weird thinking, comes out of Hollywood. Satan is not in hell. He doesn't want to go to hell. Because he knows when he goes to the lake of fire, that's it. Do you understand? That's the end of it. He's not in charge of hell. The one who's in charge of hell is who? God. Do you understand? So Satan is not in hell. He's not, do you understand? So it's not like you see these shows and they show hell, which, by the way, we have no clue what hell is like. And the reality is that it is a place of torment and eternal damnation forever. And the angels will experience that as well. In fact, Jesus says it was created for who, first of all? For the angels. We were never intended to go there. It was for the angels. So Satan is not in charge there. So just so you know that, he will experience the death of that later. But a physical death, they can't experience a physical death. Now, here's a couple of other things I want you to be aware of. Angels are greater in knowledge, strength, and nobility than human beings. They're greater in knowledge. There is a lack of understanding about angels. And angels, folks, they are way wiser and smarter than we are. They are stronger than we are. And they're more noble than we are. Even evil ones, do you understand? But here's the thing. However, angels are not omniscient. They don't know everything. They're not omnipotent like God, all-powerful. They're strong, but that doesn't mean they're all-powerful, right? And they're not omnipresent. Do you understand? They're not omnipresent. They're not everywhere at one place, time. Only God is that way. So that's where we're going to stop. Next week, we're going to get into talking more about angels, the fall, why some of them fell. And we're going to talk about more things.